Welcome to the Becoming You Show with me, your host, Leah Rowling. Do you believe you are capable of choosing your future? Sometimes it takes just one person to believe in you, or you to believe in yourself. If you find yourself continuing to say, someday I will take better care of myself, only to continue living the same day over and over and over again, then you, my friend, are in the right place. I am your biggest cheerleader, inspiring you to become you on purpose and with intention. Are you ready to create a life you love? I'm excited to share with you some big ideas that you can use today to inspire, impact, and influence your life and everyone in it. The Becoming You Show starts now. Hello there, my friends, my beautiful souls. How are you? It's hat day. It's hat day today. It was also, if you follow me on social, I do a word of the day, which is just me in a 3-minute word that I think about to kind of help inspire and lead some conscious and intentional crafting around how you want to think about your day. And so it was hat day. I decided that I was going to share two words with you. So that's on my social. But anyway, it's hat day. And I normally don't wear hats for my podcast. So this is fun for me. Anyway, how are you? This week for me, it's been a whirlwind, friends, of delight and awesome and challenges. The 50-50 happened in true form this week. Each one, of course, a gift in its own right. But I want to share something with you today on the podcast because something happened that shook me to my core in the best way possible. A friend of mine, who also happens to be an extraordinary business coach, called me out. She pointed out that I wasn't standing in my power, that I was in essence playing small, that I was in essence defaulting my position and excusing almost my conviction. It was a wake-up call, loud and clear. And after our conversation, I found myself pouring all of my thoughts into a letter that I wrote to myself. And I thought, why not share this on the podcast? Why not offer up my community the invitation to this mind of mine? Because I see this as a chance to challenge you, right? Just as I was challenged. This show for me has always been about balance, right? It's always been about challenging you, inspiring you, educating you, cheerleading you, while also inviting you into a deeper contemplation of your life. So here's the challenge and the invitation that I'm extending you. Are you playing small? You'll know it if you listen. Are you sacrificing the essence of who you are and your authentic power for external approval? Are you muting your uniqueness and boldness under the pressure to conform, to be good? Being good might look like saying yes when every fiber of your being wants to say no. It might mean silencing your voice when you have an opinion that might rock the boat. Or perhaps it's about defaulting to what other people expect of you, apologizing for things that don't warrant an apology. It looks like you maybe being a peacekeeper to spare other people from feeling uncomfortable. And if any of this hits home for you, then this letter is my gift to you. It's what I hope is a beacon of hope, right? It's a reminder that unwrapping the present of you, of your true self, reveals the youest you there is. And yes, while parts of you are undoubtedly good at your core, You're better than good. You're real. You're human. And this podcast is to invite you to consider that the goal of this life isn't to be good all the time. The goal is to be authentically you, to embrace the full spectrum of your humanity with all of its flaws and all of its fabulousness. So as I read this letter that I'm going to myself, I want you to consider it a letter to you. And I hope it's a call to step into your authentic power, to shed the weight of your external expectations, and to stand tall in the truth of who you are. Remember, you're not here to just be good. This is something that I've had to navigate for most of my life, starting from when I was super, super small to almost probably just a decade ago. You're not here just to be good for everybody else's pleasure and benefit. You're here to be real for your benefit, to be you, to live fully and fiercely into the best of who it is that you are. That is your truth. And that, my friends, I believe is the most beautiful and the most powerful thing that you can be. So without further ado, I'm going to grab my letter. I'm going to grab my letter to myself, and I'm going to read this to you. And I hope that it invites you to consider what is possible for you. Okay. It says, "Dear self, today marks a turning point. The day I stop playing small. I stop tiptoeing around my greatness to fit into spaces that can't contain my full magnitude. Today, I reclaim my power, standing tall in the truth of who I am and the work I do. I've been called out, and rightfully so, for not standing in my power, for being weak, not in character, but in my presentation of myself to the world. For years, I've shielded my highest order self to protect the comfort zones of others, diminishing my light to avoid casting shadows on their path. But no more. My mission, our mission, it's too important. It's too vital to be softened for the sake of sparing feelings or avoiding discomfort. I will be bold in my requests. I will be clear in my direction, and I will be unapologetic in sharing how I feel. Collaboration and cooperation don't mean compromising my vision or silencing my voice. They mean joining forces with those ready to rise, not those content to stay where they are. I've realized that by holding back, I'm not protecting anyone. I'm merely enabling stagnation, both in myself and those whom though I wish to uplift. From this moment forward, I refuse to second guess, discount, dismiss, or deny what I want, what I feel, and what I know to be the path forward. The fear of hurting others' feelings or letting them down by pursuing my mission with relentless intensity has no doubt held me back. But the truth is, you can't let someone down without their permission. And if that permission is granted, it's only their lowest self that feels the fall. My strength will not bend because others might not handle it. Instead, I want to inspire them to match it, to rise up to it, not cower away from it. I am committed to living out loud, to being a beacon for change and a force for good. I will embrace my power, knowing that it's not just for me, but for every soul touched by our work. This is a promise to myself, to stand in my power, to elevate, not just participate. So here's to stepping into the light, to being big and bold and boundless. Here's to no longer playing small, because the world needs us, needs me, to play at full volume. With unwavering conviction, me. Friends, where in your life do you need to be more bold, to play bigger, to participate all out? Do you ever catch yourself tiptoeing around your own life? You know those moments when you shrink just a little, when you mute your ideas, maybe you even sideline your dreams? Let's face it, right? We've all been there. But here's the real question. Where in your life are you holding back? Where are you sitting on the sidelines? Where are you fearful of rejection? Fearful of embarrassment that keeps you silent? It is time, friends, to voice your vision. But there are too many people that are still telling themselves that they're going to start their routine tomorrow. Let's swap that someday mentality with today and embrace it. I promise you, your future self will thank you. Are you pondering a new skill or a hobby, but you're worried you're not cut out for it? Hear me. You are. Hear me. You are. Sign up for that course. Pick up that guitar. Open that book. Growth, and you hear me say this all the time, but growth lives outside of your comfort zone. And too many of us are staying in our comfort zone because we don't want to be disruptive. I want you to be disruptive. The world needs you to be disruptive. Let's talk about your relationships. Are you holding back feelings or the needs in your relationship? Authentic connection thrives on the truth. It's time to have those heart-to-heart conversations. It's time. It's time for you to share what you think and how you feel to the people that need to know, that most likely want to know, but we haven't invited them in. We haven't enrolled them in to the conversation because we're too concerned or too scared that it might upset them. It might. I'm telling you right now, it might upset them. But what's more upsetting is you not having the conversation. Let them experience their upsetness. Let them navigate it. That's part of their growth journey. We're all just running around stealing everybody's growth potential because we don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, because we don't want to upset. We don't want to ruffle feathers. There are no feathers. All there is just sunken dreams because no one is bold enough to call us out. I am paying this forward. My coach called me out. I'm calling you out because we all need called out, because we, in that call out, we elevate each other. When we concede, when we placate, when we pretend, when we tiptoe around our life, we're not calling people out. All we're doing is just allowing everybody else to play small as well. So where are you holding back in your relationships? Where are you holding back by way of your creativity, right? Whether it's painting or writing or dancing or starting a podcast or writing your book, where are you holding back? I want you to consider that When we hold back, we hold back others. And most of us, that notion, that thought is intolerable because we would never do that, because good girls don't do that. Good boys don't do that. And so I want to tease out places where I think we could be living and participating smaller than we can. So I'm coming full circle back to that conversation. Have that conversation. whether it's with a partner or a friend or a coworker, deep down, you know it's time. Clear the air, express your truth, open the door to understanding. Clarity always begins with the conversation. And that clarity is for your benefit, friend. It's not for the person that you're having that conversation with. Offer your apology. Owning up and saying, I'm sorry, is a strength, not a weakness. It's about healing, not just for them, but for you. Make amends and let the healing begin. But don't just offer an apology to concede, to placate. Offer an apology that's conscious and intentional, that comes from your soul, knowing that that is the start to your forward progress in your life. Forgiveness, right? Letting go to move forward. I don't want any of us holding on to grudges. It's like carrying around a backpack of bricks. And I know you've heard me say this, but forgiveness isn't about them. It's about freeing yourself from the burden of remembering. I want you to lighten your load and embrace the massive amount of freedom that's on the other side. That's on the other side. You got a book? You got a podcast? Start it. You got a voice? You got an idea? You got a passion? It's not random. I promise you, it's not random. If you've ever thought, I wonder if I should start a podcast. I wonder if I should ever write that book. Yes is the answer. You wouldn't have had the notion to consider it as a possibility if it wasn't in you to make it come into manifest. And again, if you need help in any of this, this is the work that I do. But I want you, the world needs you, the collective universe needs you to move forward, even if it's in fear, even if it's in doubt, do it anyway, right? What about hiring your team? I coach a lot on this, what it looks like, whether we should, whether we shouldn't, whether it's hiring your very first person or whether it's hiring just another team member. Right? If it is on your heart to consider, it's probably because there's growth there for you that having another team member requires. So don't second guess it. Changing jobs, having these transitions, I want you to consider that all of these things that you're being asked, that we want to be all confused by. Well, I don't know how. I don't know what is required of me to start a podcast. I don't know how receptive they would be to that conversation. I don't know if they would allow for my apology. I don't know if they're ready for my forgiveness. All of that is just made up nonsense, friends. Right? So I want you to consider how many of these situations, I'll just call them, are only difficult, okay? They're only difficult because of the belief that we need to be good. That good equates to our worth, and worth equates to our survival, our comfort. Breaking free from the good girl to the real girl takes tremendous courage. It defies so much of what we were taught, what we were praised for, what we were appreciated for. But it is, friends, it's required. I don't want us tiptoeing around life anymore in a desperate attempt to not step on toes, to not ruffle feathers, right? To not rock the boat. The role of the eternal good girl needs to be looked at. The eternal good boy needs to be looked at, and it needs to be shifted. You know her. You know him. That always pleasing, never demanding, forever putting other people's needs before ourselves. Deep down, you know, you feel the stirrings of a bolder, of a louder, of a more authentic you that's just itching to break free. So let's break it down. Let's break it down. The good girl syndrome, the good boy syndrome, whatever that is. Okay. Again, we've all been there. We're molding ourselves into the perfect picture of agreeableness, of fineness, of doesn't matterness, or whatever you thinkness, right? The good girl who wouldn't dare rock the boat with these tough conversations or decisions, the one who stays in a job that undervalues her out of loyalty, stays in a relationship that steals her joy and molds her into someone that she doesn't even recognize. The one that silences her voice because good girls are seen, not heard. That's me, by the way. All of those things, me. It's time to unleash that real girl that sits within all of us. It's time for a heart-to-heart, an open letter, right? To the soulful warrior that you are, that has been playing the part of the good girl, the good boy for far too long. Again, you know her well. We've been talking about her this entire conversation. The one that smiles even when her heart is frowning, who nods even when her mind shouts out in disapproval, that's just agreeable for the sake of being likable. But beneath all of that well-crafted facade, that well-crafted pretense, beats the heart of the real girl, ready to embrace the full, unfiltered self. What does she look like? What is her mantra? What is his mantra? This is what I've outlined for myself. The real girl forgives and forgets, not because she's saintly, but because she understands the power of releasing what no longer serves her. Every slight, every hurt either teaches her a vital lesson or is dismissed as a mere untruth unworthy of her energy. She confronts the real girl because real conversations forge real connections. She's not afraid to ask, "Hey, why haven't you texted back?" Because she values the truth over the comfort of ignorance. That real girl, she knows that assumptions are the bricks that build the walls between hearts. Yes, the real girl hurts people, but not out of malice, but because she's human. She apologizes sincerely without appending a but that would completely dilute the genuineness of her remorse. She understands that over-apologizing for non-issues diminishes her authenticity, just as failing to apologize for real mistakes diminishes her integrity. The good girl apologizes, but with conditions, and she struggles to reconcile her self-image with the act of contrition. But the real girl, she knows that true apologies, like true strength, come from acknowledging our flaws, our imperfections, and owning our actions. If the thought of shedding this good girl persona feels like stripping away a part of your identity, remember this: you are not losing yourself. You are discovering the most authentic version of you, a version that's unafraid to confront, unafraid to question, unafraid to forgive, and unafraid to grow. The authentic you, she's not just a figment of your imagination, she's the real deal. And let me tell you, she is fabulous. So as I close this out, I want to show you how she shows up. I want to show you quickly how she talks, and I want to show you quickly how she participates in life, because this is how I want you to show up in your day every single day. How she shows up. The authentic, the real you. She walks into a room like she owns the place, but not from a I'm better than everyone way. It's more of a I'm comfortable in my own skin and I'm happy to be here. She doesn't shrink to make others feel big, nor does she overshadow. She's just her. She truly listening, engaging with her whole heart, knowing that none of this has to do with her. And she's also not waiting for her turn to speak. She knows how to talk. When she talks, it's like real. It's genuine. Not because she's always on key, but because she speaks her truth without this pretense or filter. She's kind, but she's direct. She's honest, but she's compassionate. She doesn't use words to shield herself or to wield as weapons. Instead, she communicates to connect, to understand, and to be understood. I'm sorry is just as easy for her to say as I love you. Because both of them come from the realness, the sincereness of their being. How she participates. Okay? Life for her isn't a spectator sport. She's all in, playing the game, the scars and all, right? The cuts, the wounds. She takes risks, not recklessly, but with the understanding that growth is on the other side of comfort. She forgives not to forget the lessons learned, but because she refuses to be anchored by the bitterness and the regret. She confronts because real connections matter more than her superficial peace. She apologizes genuinely without a but because she recognizes that her humanity, flawed, imperfect, but always striving to be better. She doesn't apologize for existing, for taking up space, or for her achievements. She celebrates her wins and learns from her losses, knowing both are integral parts of her journey. Being real means we're dropping the mask, the act, the need to be perceived as good all the time. It's about embracing the messiness, the complexity, and the beauty of being human in this world. It's about living life on your terms, aligned with your values, and in pursuit of what truly matters to you. We have to be courageous, friends. I'm going to end with playing small serves no one, least of all you. It's a disservice, and I say that purposefully. It's a disservice to the incredible potential that you hold within and that others have within them. Being the good girl might keep the peace, but it stifles your growth. It dims your light, and it mutes the powerful voice that the world desperately needs to hear. It's time to redefine what it means to be good. Good is not just about pleasing others. It's about honoring yourself. It's about making those tough decisions and having those hard conversations. And yes, yes, writing that book and starting that podcast, because your voice is not bothersome. It's revolutionary. So I want you to imagine a life where you're not just the good girl, but you're the real girl. The one who demands more, not from others, but from life itself. The one who changes jobs, not out of disloyalty, but because she values herself. The one who speaks her truth, not to ruffle feathers, but to spread her wings. So here's to the authentic you, the one who loves and lives and laughs and cries and shows up every day, unapologetically real. God, what a magnificent person she is. Are you ready? Are you ready to trade in that good girl badge for the magnificent real that you are? So here's to the real girls. May we know them. May we be them. May we raise them. And to the real men, may we love them. May we hold space for them. May we allow them to be brave and bold and courageous. Because that is what the world needs right now. Hope you have a beautiful, awesome, real day. And until next time, I love you. Take care. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to the Becoming You Show with me, your host, Leah Rowling, where I share big ideas to inspire, impact, and influence your life. Tune in every Friday at 11 Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your morning cup of coffee, the hug you never want to end, and that inspirational message that you felt was written just for you. Each show is inspiring you to become you with purpose and intention. For more information or to connect with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.